had requests.
Yeah, loads, because I've played like a lot of pubs and stuff.
Yeah.
And they always go, yeah, Wonderwall, and you're like, no. The worst one is people say, do you know Mustang Sally? And I always say, no, sorry, I've never met her.
Oh, come on, I'm sure you do.
That's
late, though. No, but I mean, when you go in, you don't do covers, you do your own, you're doing your own material.
I do my own thing. Yeah. Somehow I don't know how I've managed to do it, but I end up doing quite a lot of gigs where they are predominantly what should be cover band gigs, and yeah, somehow I've managed to get it so I turn up and do what I want to do. But yeah, I don't know how I've done that, but yeah.
How long's your set normally when you're on stage?
It all depends. I've done pub gigs where it's like 2 45-minute set. Festival gigs can be anything from half an hour to an hour.
Mm.
And yeah, the longest I've ever played was this one festival. It was down in Devon, and they didn't have enough people to play, and I ended up playing for about 3 hours because like no one else was there to play, basically. Yeah. And I was just kept, go, carry on. And then they kept bringing cider out, so I was like, all right, I'll carry on.
You could have been there for days and not realised, really,
quite,
I suppose, when it's cider.
Lost, yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about the album. You've been recording with Jeremy Paul Carroll.
That's it, yeah.
So tell us about the album, and also tell us about Kickstarter fundraiser as well.
Sorry, I was tuning guitar at the same time. I've been recording with Jeremy Paul Carroll. He's a mastering engineer by trade. He does the most post-production for a lot of albums, and he's done some work with some really big people, which I can't remember any of them off the top of my head. But he's also a mate of mine because he plays in a band called Leverat. And he was hassling me all last year. So you've got to come and record with me. I want to record what you're doing now, because I don't know, he just kind of seen me change what I'm doing. And so I went down there, Banbury, the beginning of the year, and recorded 21 songs. I told him it would be about 15, and they accidentally recorded 21 songs. He was such a lovely person to work with because he was so chilled out. It's kind of like this, really. It was kind of, but he had like it's kind of like a little barn stable in Cropperdy. Yeah, just a nice sounding room, nice mics, and he just kind of real chilled out. And he just went, right, just play that. And he just kind of just went through all the songs and just played them. And then he's made them sound really nice. So that's good.
Will he be listening today, do you think?
Don't know. No, he lives on a boat and have much internet. And I think I just saw the other day he's broken his phone, so it's unlikely. That
what, deliberately?
No, by accident. By accident.
It's a bit rock and roll. I was just checking. So the Kickstarter, you've booked a gig. This is quite impressive, actually. You've booked a gig to play at the Fiddler's Elbow in Camden on the 18th of June.
Yes.
Everyone gets a goodie bag, which I think that's obviously net going, ooh.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Kickstarter.
I wanted to do a Kickstarter for this album. Main reason is because I've found out a lot of other artists that I know have got new albums coming out because they've got a Kickstarter, and it's a bit more of, I don't know, a way of showing the albums coming along. But me and my girlfriend Birdie, we really chatted about it. She wasn't sure about it because she just didn't want everyone to pay for what we do. We could just get the money ourselves and do that way. So what we decided was to do a gig, and I phoned up the Fiddler's Elbow and told them I'd sell it out. And it's the most ballsiest thing I've ever done, to be honest, because I was like, I don't know. But what we're doing is on Kickstarter, you get the tickets are £20 each.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a copy of the album, a T-shirt, which will only be a limited run of 100 for the gig.
Yeah.
You get a poster, some badges, and it all goes in a tote bag so you can carry it home.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and there's 33 tickets left at the moment.
Wow.
And the Kickstarter, I think it's 2 weeks. It's been running today, and it ends on the 27th of March.
Yeah. So, and you're nearly there, aren't you, with the...
Nearly there with the... Because basically, we've put up a budget of £2,000. Because it's quite ridiculous. Basically, I needed £800 to get the CDs made.
Mm.
The rest of the budget is all going on making the goodie bags so I can give them to people.
Yeah,
and pay for the night, basically.
Yeah. That bit's going to be a great night. You're going to be filming that as well?
Yeah, we got my friend Johnny's coming down. He's coming down to film the whole thing, so it should be really good, I think.
Now, if people want to find out more, where can they go to?
I've got a website, which is doozandmcdooz.com. Twitter, I still don't understand how Twitter works, but I'm on it. I'm on Facebook. I use that quite a lot, which is facebook.com/doozandmcdooz. That's kind of the most up-to-date thing that works for me. But yeah, we'll type in doozandmcdooz into the internet. I think I pop up, so yeah.
Yeah, you're the only one.
All the other
they're not important, we don't care about those.
No.
We don't care about you. Now you're going to finish on a song. Tell us all about this one.
Okay. This song is about me, after I just explained to you what you're doing with the Kickstarter thing.
Yeah.
This song is called I'm the Worst Businessman the World Has Ever Seen. I've been really I've do some weird tuning with that, so I'm just trying to get that done.
That's right. I nearly tried to strangle my guest with the headphones earlier. Sorry about that.
I didn't strangle me. I was just kind of run out of room, and the lead went over my hand.
That's all. It makes it sound more exciting if I'm trying to attack guests in the studio.
That's what you said earlier about, you know, death on the radio.
Yeah, well, there we go. That'll get us in the paper, won't it? See the Gazette headline now. Local presenter attacks guest. There we go.
Essex gnome dies and...
That's not a nice thing to say about me, is it?
I didn't say you. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Never mind. Don't forget, if you want to find out more, do check out the website. And also, you can find Dooza on Twitter, Dooz McDooz. That's DOOZERMCDOOZE.
That's correct. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, this song's called... shall I play that now? Yeah, this song's called I'm the Worst Businessman the World Has Ever Seen. Businessman this world has ever seen. I spend more money on diesel, so much it's just a scene. This bloke sent me a message that he would sort me out with my fuel there and back and booze and food throughout. Charge. So I asked all of my friends, that includes my mate guys. He said 150, mate, is what you ask for. Sometimes you get less, sometimes you get more. Don't have rent to pay, but I gotta keep this van on the road. It's my place to stay. Clothes and fuel and clothes and food and fuel for the fire. Fuel for my soul, but I'm always aiming higher. And I know it can be hard, and sometimes I stress out much more than I should have. But I'd rather be happy and sleep out in the cold instead of waiting all my life just to get.